become like the people that we invest time in, the people we admire. And it's inevitable. We have some good friends, pastors from our church and their wives that get together with Nancy and I every Thursday night. And we have the greatest time together. We laugh. We enjoy each other's presence. And I will find myself sometimes saying something to someone else, and I realize as I'm saying it, that expression is one that my friend Steve or my friend Paul or their wives use.
Yes.
And without even realizing it, it's become part of my vocabulary. Why? Because I've just been with them.
Yeah.
There was a book that came out years ago, and it's sort of a strange title, Wasting Time with Jesus.
Yes.
And at first you go, well, wait, no time with Jesus is wasted. But the author's point was to say, okay, you know how you just hang out with your friends? You just are around them? And no, that's not a waste, but we might use that, wasting time together. Well, you just want to be with him. Well, when you're with Jesus, though it's not a waste, you can be with him casually, not just formally.
Yeah.
Because he is our Savior, he is our Lord, but he says, I no longer call you servants, although we still are servants, but he says, I call you friends. I call you friends because a servant isn't told by his master what's going on and what the purposes are, or whatever, but I'm explaining to you some, at least, of my purposes.
Yes.
So think of Jesus first as your Lord and your Savior, yes, but then come to think of him as your friend. And you know what? You want to be with your friend. And when you're with your friend, you'll become more like him.